RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Any opportunity to play some Heavy D. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Not just Heavy D, but Heavy Diddly Diddly D.
On this Sunday morning, 28th day of December. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Noel, Sam, and myself, we decided to lace the show with themes from our favorite TV shows, just a couple of them. And this is one more of mine. And listen. It just takes me back. Hey, I haven't done an insignificant piece of information. We've welcome our guest out here. I'm looking forward to talking college football. But today, believe it or not, we had a vice president who resigned on this day. Called it quits. And he did it because he couldn't just put up with the president no more. It was a dude named John C. Calhoun. Never heard of him before. He was the first vice president to resign. You want to know who the president was?
Yeah, who was the president?
Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson.
Who killed the dude. Did you know that? Yeah, he killed him in a duel. Andrew Jackson. This is different than, you know, Burr, who shot a guy. But no, Andrew Jackson killed it. This guy killed a guy in a duel because he said something about his wife. You guys can look that up. But that's a true story.
Wow.
A guy accused Andrew Jackson's wife of, you know, and Andrew said, I had enough of that. I'll meet you out back, sir. And he brought a pistol with him, loaded it up, and the rest is in the history books. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Is our guest ready, sir? We're working on it? Oh, no, he's ready. Will you do the honors, please?
Absolutely, absolutely, man. We love to get this guy on whenever we can.
Absolutely.
And he'd be working in his schedule because he's on the move on a lot of things and a lot of broadcasting, a lot of college games. Charles Arbuckle joins us now on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Always great to catch up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
With you. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I'm just getting ready. I'm cold Buffalo, getting ready to do the Eagles-Phillies game on radio. So that'll be a good thing. Check us out, 425 Sports USA. You know, they're all over the country, so we'll get that. And always locked in on that, and college football as well.
Wow, he's layering up this morning.
Man, this guy.
He is layering up.
It's going to be cold up there, isn't it?
He's in the windiest.
Look, I was in Charlotte yesterday, and it was 73, 50 the day before that, 78 the day before that. I get here, it's about 18 degrees. So, yeah, a little bit of change. Yeah. A little bit of change in the weather.
Well, listen, okay. We were going to talk college football with you, but we're also going to talk about that quarterback in Charlotte. Do you want to start there? Or you want to go to football? I mean, college first.
Well, wherever he feels like. Whatever you
all right, well, we'll let you decide, sir, because you're the cold one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the college football piece has got everybody intrigued because the bowl games have been, you know, a few of them have been pretty good. But for the most part, I think everybody's waiting on that college football playoff appetizer, right? Everybody wants to see what's going to happen on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, I'm assuming.
Well, we do. We talked earlier, though, about a team not too far from you in Clemson that played in the cold yesterday. And it's kind of fitting, I guess, the season that they had. And what's next for them? What are you hearing about things with as far as Dabo Swinney? And can he restore Clemson to being what they've been?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to a few people about that yesterday. It just seems to be that Dabo has dug his heels in on that going after transfer portal players, supposedly. But I think this new age, even Nick Saban, no matter who you are, you have to find ways to get into the portal. Now, the one thing you must do is you can't miss. And I think that's the thing with Dabo. If you're only going to go shopping, he's not going to go like the Costco where you got all these different things, but he's got to go be very selective at what he's looking for. And they need, you know, the one thing they have always had when they've been successful as a quarterback. Going back to Taj Boyd, Deshaun Watson, Trevor Lawrence, who's now really playing well in Jacksonville, quarterback position was not what they needed it to be. That's one thing. Got to make sure they clean that up first and foremost. But secondly, they've got to make sure when they go into the portal, they get the guys that fit the best place for them. And you can't just say in this new age of college football, I'm not going to take transfers and we're only going to build within. I think that's great. I think it's admirable, but it's not the way you're going to win in this college football atmosphere and in these times. So I'd like to hear what Dabo is going to say about it, but I really do think in order for them to get back to any sustained glory, they're going to have to start playing in that space. And if that's not what he wants to do, then that'll be the thing. Because what you're going to hear after this game, they're going to have changes on the – they have to change staffs. You know, they're going to have to move some different guys around, whether it's offensive or defensively. But to me, the bigger picture is how do you really build your program and go in and look at it and throw everything on the board and say, hey, guys, this is what we need to do now. We need to make a full-scale change. This area, we got to be better with our collectives. We're going to still recruit high school guys, but we've got to start selectively picking transfer portal guys as well.
Charles Arbuckle joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I would really like to get your opinion on a conversation that Mr. Crenshaw and I had couple shows ago, talking about where we are with this 12-team playoff and what may come next as far as maybe they're going to increase it to 16 and the people who will make that decision down the road. Whether it increases to that number or not, it's irrelevant. The stance that we took that day was different, and I want nothing to do with Power 5 teams being a part of whatever future playoff is down the road.
Group of five teams
a part of that. And I have my reasons why. We can look at the games that have been played, some closer than others, but I don't know what else to do as this is a moving target, the changing landscape of college football. So for me, if they're going to increase it to 16, we don't need those other teams. Give us the top best 16 teams in the country, not the best 16 records in the country. What are your thoughts on including those other teams in there in a future playoff?
The group of five is never going to have the same amount of money. Like if you look at a JMU, as great as this story is, or, you know, any schools that come from that, you know, that ilk, they're not going to have the money to compete against. I mean, like Tulane should never be on the same field because it's just the money difference is just astronomical. When I go call games at Auburn versus going to, you know, an FCS championship game, which I know is different, but still, it's just different levels. And if you're going to say the Group of Five has their own system and they work out, because it's about 50 to maybe 60 schools that are in this Power Four brand that has money, and they're all in the same, you know, area. There's 132 or 33 FBS schools, but there's no way that a lot of those schools can even compete from a money perspective. So right away, you just say, okay, let's make sure we're playing apple to apple, not apples to oranges, apples to banana, because there's never going to be a way that a team like JMU, I thought they did a really good job of competing late in the game against Oregon, but there was no way they were going to beat Oregon. We all knew that game was out of hand. So I agree, and we've talked a lot about this over the last few years. Remember about 5 years ago, they started talking about this autonomy group of teams right before COVID or right during COVID and saying, hey, we need to break away and then maybe make a playoff for that group of folks. And then the Group of Five people had their own kind of deal. Before you start going to 16 or 20 or 24, let's make sure we get that part right, because the dollars don't make sense, and there's no way some of these Group of Five teams, as well as they have, you know, they can go undefeated their whole season, but when they have to play consistently against these teams that have, you know, 40, 30, whatever million dollars their payroll is, there's no way they're going to be able to beat them on a, you know, 9 out of 10 times, 10 out of 10 times, they're not going to be able to beat them.
Yep, that's what we'll watch for. I think we need to leave it at 12. I you know, just make it best in the process of getting them in, because someone's always going to be let out. But you know what? That gives us something to talk about on radio. Folks, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline, which it does, with Charles Arbuckle. And he is social. You can always find him at Charles Arbuckle, at Charles Arbuckle. All right, you live up in the Charlotte area. Tell us what's going on with these Panthers, because we always felt like we can, the Falcons, we're going to be able to beat up on these guys this year. Obviously, we were wrong. What has happened there that's got things going in the right direction? And Bryce Young seems to be playing more like the guy we saw at Alabama and having some success. What's your observation?
Yeah, I think Dave Canales has finally found a way to get him the weapons that he needed. And I also think Bryce is mature, you know, and is really starting to play well. He's a very cerebral guy. He's not going to beat you with athleticism and everything else. I mean, he can move, but I'm just saying it's really more of a mind play for him. And I think they put him in position to really play well. But let's face it, when they really started, you know, on this track of winning games and being consistent, it's also been the run game. Rico Dowdell has come in and just really given them a whole different vibe. And you can just see it. You can see the difference in this team when they're running the football well. And I think that's the one thing. A few weeks ago, they weren't sure, who do we start? Is it Rico? Is it Chuba Hubbard? I think they finally figured out how to have that 1-2 combination and have them playing at a high level. But this offense, you know, McMillan is starting to play. Leggett, they got young guys starting to step up. The tight end position has really played a lot better. But I'll say those two guys, their defense was not bad even last year. And so Derrick Brown, you know, who is really started to come to the forefront, as we all knew, as an interior defensive lineman. But they've got other guys that have started to really step up on the defensive side that I think has made the difference for this Panthers team, and it's allowed Bryce to really prosper in this offense.
You know, he said he's up there in Buffalo, Sam. This is the year for Josh Allen. I mean, when you think about it, and this is what has been said ad nauseum, with all the other top guys going down, from Patrick Mahomes, Burrow, Lamar, and the people who were in front of him and keeping him from getting to the big game, they're now off to the wayside. But now you got to worry about Trevor Lawrence. You got to worry about some of these other guys.
Yeah, right.
My question.
CJ Stroud.
Yes, yeah. CJ Stroud. But my question is this his year? Is this his best chance? And do you think that this is Buffalo's best chance at getting to the Super Bowl? We won't say winning it, but getting there at least.
Yeah, James Cook gives him a whole nother flavor. I like what he's done. I just don't buy into Buffalo's receiving core. You know, Keon Coleman started out strong, and he was a scratch a few weeks ago, guys, and hadn't really played all that well over the, you know, and there's been some talk that they may want to trade him. Joshua Palmer, who was the guy that they signed, had one catch for 2 yards. I'm a little concerned for Josh with his receiving core. His tight end group is really good, and I think if he can find somebody, they brought in Brandon Cooks as a guy that they felt like could come and help them, but he's had two untimely drops on deep passes here lately. He got nicked up last week, hurt his foot or his ankle against Cleveland. But I do think the way they played against Cleveland, which was impressive, was Deion Dixon did a heck of a job against Myles Garrett, only gave up a half a sack. So I think it's going to be interesting to watch this game because the Eagles, you know, as much as we're talking about Josh Allen and everything, Jalen Hurts has quietly put up a nice season, but we keep hearing A.J. Brown being frustrated, right, even though he's caught like 73 passes and seven touchdowns. Right. Yeah. You know, like some, I keep looking at that, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm just like, look, A.J., shut up and go play. I mean, Devontae will go make a play. Stop. And then when you're going to complain, don't go drop passes. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you really have a reason to be upset, but you're the featured guy, go make plays and be quiet. Jalen isn't having his best season this year, but the last two games, he's really stepped up. So could we see the Eagles again get in that run to the playoffs? I don't know. I don't know if their offense allows that, but they play well lately. So this is a good precursor to not only the playoffs for the Buffalo Bills, but also for the Philadelphia Eagles as well.
Charles, Sam, you know who's enjoying all this talk about all these teams that we've been mentioning? Yeah. You know who's enjoying all this? Yeah. A dude named Drake May. Yeah. And a dude named Mike Vrabel. And all those dudes up there in New England going, yeah, okay, y'all keep talking about them. We know a little bit about, you know, bringing Super Bowl championships home. So I think this is all be a conversation where at the end of the day we may be looking at New England again. Possibly.
Maybe. Hey, New England is, you know, that defense is playing some good football, and Drake May, he's impressed me. I knew he was going to be good, but I wasn't sure if he was going to be this good this early, and he is really they're playing some good football, and they're going to be a tough out, especially if you have to play them up there.
Absolutely, Charles. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time.
Yes, I know it's cold up there where you are.
Get ready to have a great call today and safe travels, but thanks so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Y'all take care.
There you go.
All right. Charles Arbuckle, always great to hear his thoughts. And, man, he's up there calling. He wasn't, he calls college games, but he's working NFL today. And, you know,
he's a chameleon.
Hey, man, he's working.
He's a broadcast chameleon.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.